Meghan Trainor, John Legend, and before we go any further, let's give you the answer to our fun facts quiz this morning.
All right. The question was 22% of guys say this is their favorite food to eat while watching sports. The answer?
Nachos.
Nachos. That sounds good, actually, for an Aloha Friday and for the weekend.
All right. Nachos was the answer we're looking for.
Yes, it was.
We'll give you another chance to qualify for that Nilo's Dinner for Two in about 15 minutes. We'll do the impossible question, but now it's time to meet today's hometown hero.
Yes, in lieu of our good news stories of the day, and our hometown hero this week was nominated by Sienna Souza. She is a special education teacher at Maui High School, and please meet our hometown hero this week, Penny Gilman. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is. It is a great morning. Hey, you founded something called the Community Dream School at Maui High. Can you tell us what that is and why you felt your students needed it?
Community Dream School is an extension of Maui High School, and it serves 18 to 21 year olds with special needs. It is in its second year. We just opened up last year. We received a grant to get started a couple years ago, but we were slow to find a facility and actually get up and running. So we're still pretty new, and a lot of people don't know that we exist.
You know, I have heard that this whole pandemic and distance learning is particularly difficult for special needs kids.
Yes, when we went to in March, when we went to when everything shut down and
right.
we went to distance learning, it was kind of like, oh, geez, what are we going to do? Because
right.
We're mostly a community-based instruction, meaning things are functional. We go out, we learn to use the bus, we go to job sites and have vocational training. So a lot of our instruction happens out in the community. So when everything shut down, to go virtual under those circumstances was quite a challenge.
I bet. You know, you mentioned that these schools, the Community Dream School, is for kids actually young adults, aren't they? I didn't realize
it's an adult program.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was even such a thing. So thank you for what you're doing.
Penny, the school is off campus, right?
And actually, in terms of students that don't receive diplomas that are on a certificate route, their eligibility for public education remains till they're 22 years old.
Ah.
In Hawaii, all of that instruction is provided on the high school setting. We are actually the first program in the state that is off of the high school campus. So we are an original.
So how do you ensure safety of students, faculty, and staff if you're teaching like in person?
We are at this point doing as much as we can in terms of the CDC guidelines. I have 12 students, and with the various staffing, because some of my students have one-on-one staffing based on their either academic or behavioral needs. So we can have up to 18 to 20 people in our program.
Awesome.
But what we did as a staff is pretty much decided to follow the group of 10 or under recommendation for grouping, which has been quite creative. What we did was I called up families and fortunately have a good rapport with most of the families and said, would you be willing in our return to school to have your students attend either a 3 or a 4 day week versus a 5 day week? And we had cooperation from 99.9% of families.
We like that.
And then we combined that with some of the students that are still at job sites, as well as a few other community activities that tend to be okay in terms of distancing, like going out for walks, et cetera, like that. And we came up with a schedule that keeps our classrooms at 10 max. Nine or less.
And we know that teachers spend a lot of their own money on their classrooms and their students. Is there anything that you need from our community? How can we help you?
Actually, having this conversation is meeting one of the biggest needs, and that is the publicity, because a lot of people do not know that we're out there. We are grant funded, and because of the pandemic, we were able to roll over funds to pay to keep going this year. But we are looking in the next year of getting community people involved in terms of where do we go next? How are we going to keep this going? Because the grant has paid for our job training program as part of it. It's paid for our rent and our internet connections and everything like that. So we are at a place where we are going to be looking for big major things like a place to be and funding to continue on. And so the biggest thing is to spread the word and also so to get the information out that we really are and remain the only program like this in the state of Hawaii, and that hopefully that as people learn about it, Maui can really take some pride in that we have a new system that I think meets the needs of the students in a way that other programs don't.
Yay.
Now, Penny, to go along with that, if you could give one message to the community right now, what would that message be?
The message would be probably in a form of question, and that is, how would it be if you were required, after walking the stage of graduation, after your 4 years of high school, to return to high school over and over and over again, so that you actually attended high school for 6, 7, even 8 years.
Wow.
Despite the fact that everybody that you started with was long gone. As much as some people say they don't want to grow up, I don't really think that there's a lot of people out there that believe that they would like to be to have a 7 or 8 year high school program. And that is what this portion of our population is required to do.
Well, thank you so much for everything you are doing for the Maui community. Our hometown hero, Penny Gilman, special ed teacher at Maui High School for up to age 22. Amazing. Thank you.
Take care.
Well, thank you for listening to me. I really do appreciate the time.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye now.
Hawaiian Air Cargo serves Maui businesses like no one else.